With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker, an expert on Israeli politics, predicting now Hamas leader Sinwar will not allow a political compromise to bring an end to the war in Gaza.
After researching Sinwar, podcaster Dan Senor says,
I don't think he's a practical thinker.
Senor describes Sinwar as messianic, one who will fight to the bitter end.
To achieve the caliphate which will cover all, not only Gaza, but all of Israel that we know today.
Even if that means sacrificing not only his own life, but the lives of Gaza civilians.
They want to inflame the place. They want Palestinians to suffer.
Because it's a PR tool of war against Israel. Senor was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agner reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, current Texas Democratic Congressman Lloyd Doggett says after last week's debate, President Biden should speak to reporters and talk about issues that need to be addressed.
I think that's more important to me than a cognitive test or anything else, is to demonstrate that last Thursday was an aberration and that he's ready to actively engage and answer all the hard questions again and again. That's the kind of engagement we need to have.
And Doggett says he hopes that President Biden will withdraw from the race. Trouble with the nation's dams. Floodwaters in Minnesota carving a path around a century-old dam earlier this week, causing severe erosion. Several days later, intense rain damaged a large dam in Texas. There are roughly 90,000 significant dams in the United States. U.S. Army Corps of Engineers says more than 4,000 are in poor or unsatisfactory condition. More than 120 people have died in a stampede after a Hindu gathering in northern India. Authorities believe overcrowding may have led to that. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Hawaii.
A U.S. district court says public schools in the state must allow Christian clubs to operate on campus just like any other formally sanctioned organization. Child Evangelism Fellowship sued when the Hawaii Department of Education barred after-school Bible clubs over church-state separation concerns. The Supreme Court has ruled that schools cannot discriminate based on religious affiliation. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A court in Pakistan sentenced a Christian man to death for sharing what it claims hateful content against Muslims on social media. The defendant's lawyer said he was accused of reposting defaced pages of the Quran on his TikTok account, adding that the sentence will be appealed. This follows one of the worst mob attacks on Christians in eastern Punjab province just last year. This is SRN News. Travel activity likely to heat up. Here's John Scott with that story.
Travel at record levels around the Independence Day holiday as consumers take advantage of lower prices for airfares, gasoline, and hotels. AAA expects a record number of people to hit roads and airports during the week between Saturday, June 29th and Sunday, July 7th. The Motor Club forecasts that roughly 70.9 million people are planning to travel, the most since before the pandemic. The travel forecast comes amid broader worries that consumers are becoming more cautious on spending outside of necessities, which is a key factor to a cooling economy. John Scott reporting.
Mixed trading on Wall Street in a shortened session today. Dow was off 23 points. S&P 500 fell 28. NASDAQ gained 159 points. Oil was up $1.07. More details at srnnews.com.